What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Balls, Sticks, and Fists. It's your favorite show without an intro. And we are live on this Monday, November 11th, after sort of eventful weekend of football.
The outcomes of the games were eventful, but I don't think the games were as good.
Yeah, I mean, Ole Miss was pretty much in control. LSU dog walked. I mean, Alabama dog walked LSU.
Did you ever see anything like? Was that like their largest loss at home? And like, it had to be years.
Yeah, I think there's a. I think there's a tidbit on that, but yeah, LSU's not very good. Trying to think, BYU escapes Utah.
Yeah, I saw. Obviously, I didn't get to watch it because I was at Penn State, but I saw a bunch of people, the Utah AD, complaining.
Yeah, so, like, on their game-winning drive, Rezcap got, like, it was going to probably be a safety, but, like, they couldn't hear the whistles because there was, like, there's a whistle before they snapped it, but they couldn't hear it because it was so fucking loud.
Yeah.
But, like, how the play was developing, it was probably going to be, like, a safety. And then there's – on that, like – because they were, like, backed up in their own end zone, and they went, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
75 yards to get in field goal range or 80 yards to get in field goal range. But I didn't really watch the game, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah, it was probably a boring-ass game to watch.
Yeah, but BYU, they prevail, and the Big 12 championship picture is getting clearer and clearer. It's looking like if Colorado takes care of business, which I think they have a couple sneaky matchups, I ain't going to lie.
I don't think Utah's as bad offensively as what they have been.
Yeah.
Like, they're bad, but I don't think, like, they're incapable of moving the ball now.
Yeah, but we could be seeing a BYU-Colorado conference championship game. And that begs the question, if Colorado beats BYU, like, in the conference championship game, do you think BYU completely drops out of the top 12?
I think they do. Just because of how they're, like, beating teams. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, The Big 12 gets shafted again in a playoff. They expanded 12 teams, and then their 12-1 team doesn't get in, and only their conference champion.
It all just depends. Like there's like 4 or 5 SEC teams that could all have 2 losses. Like, I don't know.
And you know the ESPN and the playoffs really been pushing this SEC agenda lately.
Oh yeah. Like, if Georgia loses again, they're out this weekend. But if they beat Tennessee, I don't think it hurts Tennessee either.
Yeah, because Tennessee's only loss is to Arkansas.
Yeah, and if Texas A&M beats Texas, there's, like, 5-6 teams with 2 losses.
I mean, I knew, like, losing games weren't going to be as big as a deal as it used to be. But at what point, like...
Do you just say there's a cutoff? Like, you cannot make it in?
Because, like, all right, so we're going to leave out 11-1 teams over 10-2 teams. But obviously the 10-2 teams are probably better teams, but, like, they really haven't shown up. But then it's like...
Okay, so how about this? The SEC championship is 2 10-2 teams.
Yeah.
Does the loser get punished and they're not in?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the conference championship game, like, are we going to see the, like, how much punishment are we going to see?
Yeah, like.
Like, if it's a close game, probably none, right? Like, it's just going to be a spot. And then.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, if they get blown out, if the 10-2 team, one of them gets blown out. Do you put BYU in it with 1 loss over that 3 loss team and put the other SEC teams in? I don't know.
I think you should. Because at a certain point, losing games has to have an effect, no?
Yeah, but I don't think you should get punished for making the championship.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's like a weird thing. But I mean, Georgia's gonna have their hands full this week against Tennessee, so.
Yeah, but I don't. I just think that Kirby Smart defense, like the way they play defense, like that offense isn't gonna work.
Yeah, but
Like I think every time they play them, they get blown out.
this is it's different. I don't know, it's just
Yeah,
different. But
I
Tennessee
mean
really,
Tennessee's defense is actually good this year.
yeah, but Tennessee's offense kind of has been sputtering.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, hold on. Let me draw some comparisons. So Cade Bell's offense was being compared to Josh Heupel's offense, and let's have a little Venn diagram here. Common themes: can't beat good teams.
Yeah.
No, like
Yeah. Yeah.
the offense is like too simplistic to beat good
It's like
teams.
a gimmicky but not gimmicky offense, you know what I mean? Like
It's just like a it's too I think it's too simple.
Yeah, like just okay, we're gonna throw a go route here.
And it's like Cade Bell's like, if you watch the Pitt play, they actually only have three plays.
Like go route, crossing route,
And it's all the
like a
same,
screen to Desmond Reed.
and it's all like this, and then like their run game is just a delayed draw to Dez, and he gets hit 4 yards in the backfield, like,
Yeah.
and
Does
then
he
they're,
ever go under center? He never goes under center, huh?
yeah, and then they're redshirting Rodney,
Yeah, it's probably for the better, honestly.
yeah, but like the whole management of like the running backs has been terrible. Like I haven't seen Derek Davis since the WVU game, and I mean this in a, he has not taken a running back snap since the Youngstown State game.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, you can't just play one running back.
It's bad, bro. We'll get, I don't want to get into it right now because I want to have my thoughts in order before we talk about it.
Oh, and did Nico get hurt?
Emilalbe.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything on Twitter. Like I wasn't gonna. I did, my screen setup this week was kind of like, it was kind of like weird because usually I.
I think he hurt his shoulder.
I mean, maybe that's why he's missing all these deep balls nowadays.
I mean, he is like, I mean, he's a bigger dude, but he's like pretty skinny. Like he has that like tall, lanky frame. He is just like a.
Heupel said Emilovia is in great shape for UGA.
Okay. I mean, which could mean like that really means nothing, I guess.
Yeah. Let's go through. Hold on. Let's just go through some of the. Right. Let's just go through. I just want to say one thing before we go through some of the games from last weekend. Florida State. You can't fire Norvell, no? But,
No, I
like.
wouldn't fire him.
1-11, though, is like a. Or, well, they're going to win this week against Charleston. 2-10.
You think they are?
Well, Charleston's also 1-9.
What if they lose?
It's two 1-9 teams battling it out. How many people do you think are going to be at that game? 10?
That, I mean, they already have like the top section roped off.
Perfect year for it. I mean, they just fired their OC, DC. Who else did they fire? Defensive line coach, like.
Receivers coach, I think.
And the funny thing is, if we just revisit like 10 weeks or 14 weeks ago, preseason, Florida State's defensive line is gonna be like the best in the country. Like up front, they're built like an SEC team.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Is
Like, how do you like lie that much?
DJU even still on the roster? Or?
You know what the problem is? Like those quarterbacks they have now, I don't know if any of them can throw a football, so they're gonna have to go to the portal again. And
Yeah.
like, what are they gonna do?
All right. You know who's going to be Florida State's quarterback next year?
Sluka.
I actually can't wait to see where he ends up, like, just to hate watch him.
I feel like it'll be like. Like an American Athletic team or like something like that. Like there's no team that like Power Four team that's gonna.
He's perfect for USF.
Yeah, so I think like a school like or like Memphis or something. I don't know.
Nah, bro. I guarantee he's gonna end up at Notre Dame.
I mean that will be like an 8-win team if he goes there.
All right, let's go into. Oh, how could I forget? Miami lost.
Yeah.
And.
I rewatched like most of the game, and I mean Miami's defense just gives up explosive after explosive.
It was exactly how I thought they were gonna lose the game if they lost the game. As I mentioned last week, I was like, yeah, just watch out for this game. Like, they could lose, and what do you know? They lost. Georgia Tech was running a two quarterback system too, so whenever Haynes was in, it was always a run. And then they had this true freshman, and dude, he made some gutty throws. He stood.
Is that is that the he threw a touchdown pass there? Like it's the first touchdown of his career. I didn't even realize Haynes wasn't in.
Yeah, so they were running a two quarterback system, and on like passing downs, he would come in, and
Really? That's kind of weird.
yeah, so he would come in, and dude, he would buy time or stand in the pocket and deliver some good throws. He's a true freshman too.
Not really.
Yeah.
Because I never thought King was that bad.
Yeah, I don't know what Haynes' injury is, so maybe it's something with his.
Shoulder or something.
Haynes King, like you know how like Spencer Schrader or whatever his name was at Syracuse last year, like he couldn't throw the ball but he could run the ball
Yeah.
because of his injuries. So like I don't know what his I don't know what his injury is.
Well, Haynes King did a fine job running the ball.
Yeah, so it was an upper body injury.
So most likely shoulder.
Who injured his shoulder 2 games ago? Yeah.
Okay.
So Miami goes down, and dude, as I'm watching Cam Ward just like run back and forth, and then get stripped to end the game is like, it's like that's the way how Cam
How
Ward
much
moves.
time was left when they were trying to drive?
Like 1:57.
Oh, so there was like time.
Yeah. 1:57.
Because I watched like a 20-minute extended highlights and they didn't even show the last drive. They just skipped right to the knee.
It was like 1:57, I think. And then Miami previously used. Miami previously used their timeout. Or I forget how.
Yeah, they didn't have any
I
time.
forget
They
how.
used it because they got a couple first downs.
Yeah. So this is how it went down. So Georgia Tech was punting, so Miami stopped them, and Miami didn't have to use any timeouts. But off the punt, before the punt, Cristobal called a timeout and burned a timeout. So Miami got the ball back with two timeouts instead of three. And then he got stripped, and then they needed a first down to ice it. And then they got it. They just ran it down their throat and slid in bounds and got
Yeah,
the
I mean,
icing on the
Miami's
game.
offense must have not been like that great.
Yeah, I mean they really Georgia Tech, they did a good job of really just
Just getting
containing.
a couple stops.
Yeah, that's really all you need. Just like against Miami, it's really just limit like the explosive.
Yeah.
I mean, you're gonna like Georgia Tech really marched right down the field on Miami, and then Miami responded with a 75-yard touchdown.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, he wasn't even touched.
Well, dude, did you see the back angle?
No.
The safety came, so the safety came down and thought that he threw it because they ran both those receivers ran the same routes, so the safety was jumping the other one. But it went to the other guy, and then
Yeah.
it was just toast.
Restrepo had another big game.
I mean, I can't wait till that guy's out of Miami. He's just one of those receivers, dude. Like like he's just gonna make like a gutsy play. Like great college receiver, but like it's like
Yeah.
when you're like betting against him, like he's gonna come up with like some ridiculous shit.
Yeah.
And then yeah, I don't did Cam throw any picks or was it just a fumble?
Not in the highlights I watched.
Why can I not find Hold on. Let's see. Yeah, just a fumble. I mean, yeah, but if I'm being honest, I don't know if Miami's a top 12 team.
Yeah, so who gets in the ACC championship, them or Clemson?
Well, once Clemson loses this week, it's going to be Miami and SMU, so.
Yeah. But like who has a tiebreaker?
Right now, I don't know. All I know is going into the night games, Pitt had the tiebreaker over Miami because it goes to conference. Like if they don't,
Common opponents or
it goes to like the conference, your opponent's conference records or whatever.
Yeah.
And Pitt had the edge on Miami.
So if Ohio State beats Indiana, they all have one loss, I guess. I mean, never mind.
That one would go to Ohio State.
Yeah, because they beat both head to head.
Because Ohio State's the only one that actually played all of them.
Yeah.
You know that's
It's so weird. Like in a regular conference year, I mean, we would have played Indiana because like they were on the same side, so they played every year.
Yeah. I mean, Ohio State's the only one that played Oregon, like out of the top, because the Big Ten has the four teams in the top five or whatever, and of the AP, and Ohio State's the only one that played all of them. And then they have only played Ohio State and not any of the other ones.
Yeah,
So
that's weird, yeah.
Ohio State's gonna play Oregon, Indiana, Penn State, and then Penn State only plays Ohio State. Oregon only plays Ohio State. Indiana only plays Ohio State.
I mean, when you're looking beginning of the year, you're like, you're not really thinking about Indiana like that.
Yeah, I mean, now that I'm like looking at it, Ohio State's not gonna, after next year, Ohio State's not gonna play Penn State for a while. Like, I don't think for at
Yeah,
least.
it's like 4 years until we get you guys come back to Beaver Stadium.
Yeah, I never think about that because I forgot. Like, originally, I don't even think they were gonna play this year. And then they added those extra, and then it got
Yeah,
switched
like got
around.
switched in there, yeah.
Because originally it was going to be like after last year, it's going to be 2 years until we play it again.
Well, I thought it was Penn State was supposed to play Oregon this year.
Yeah, and then stuff just, they switched around stuff. But,
But I think that Penn State plays Oregon at home next year.
so 2025. So Ohio State next year has kind of a cupcake again.
Well, they have
Besides
Penn
they
State at home.
open with Texas in
Oh,
August.
really? That's a nice game.
August 30th they open Texas week one.
That's huge for week one.
Julian Sain versus Arch Manning. Like, come on, sign me up for that. And then yeah, other than that, they don't really I mean at Wisconsin, at Washington if Jed Fish can build something.
I think he's doing a good job for like not having a roster, really.
Yeah, I mean they brought in that backup for Will, and I think he showed some flashes.
My dad said the commentators were talking like he was going to come back and win the game.
You know who's the commentator on Peacock? It's fucking Colt McCoy.
Yeah, everybody was bashing him, like saying how bad he is.
Yeah. So that's so Miami loses, but back to it. I don't think Miami's a top 12 team, and it's not because they haven't played anyone. It's the tape that they're putting on the field.
It's just their style of like play. Like they can't sustain that against a good team.
And it wouldn't surprise me, dude, if they lose to Syracuse to wrap up the season.
I just don't think like I think you can get stops versus Syracuse.
Yeah, I don't know though. But back to like, if the conference champ losing the conference champion is gonna lose neglect you or whatever in the playoff, because just like if SMU like just like makes light work of Miami in the ACC championship game.
BYU has that win, like, I don't know.
I'm just saying, like, if SMU beats Miami, like, pretty handily, and then Miami goes 10 and 11 and 2.
They're not going to be in, I don't think.
I'll be interested to see where they come in tomorrow.
Yeah, like even if they lose, if it and it's a close game, do you put that ahead of like one of those SEC teams with two losses because they play in the conference championship?
Hold on, train's coming through. Dude, I don't, it's just a
It's kind of just a flat, like they need to come up with some type of like guideline or something.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll really learn how they're gonna judge these teams after the conference championship games. But thank
Yeah,
God that,
because
I mean,
nobody really knows.
yeah. What else? But yeah, I just don't think Miami's a top 12 team. Just off strength of like resume and then just how they've looked.
Yeah, I mean, their offense is really good, but you can't win with that bad of a defense.
Without Cam Ward, they're nothing.
Yeah.
Georgia minus two and a half at Ole Miss. Ole Miss, Jackson Dart has like the worst first drive I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was bad.
and then Georgia scores off rip, and then they bring in Simmons while Dart's in the locker room getting his ankle taped up, and he marches down the field. And then it seems like after that, like they kind of had it in hand.
I'm surprised how bad like Ole Miss's defensive line beat up on Georgia's.
I mean, they have a really athletic front too.
And they're big. Like they're
Yeah.
not like
Yeah, they have an athletic front, and then they have some big guys too. I mean, Ole Miss, man, why do you have to lose to Kentucky?
Yeah, if you don't lose to Kentucky, you're in like automatically almost.
Yeah, and why, who knows, and then why, how do you blow it to LSU?
Yeah, I don't know. That just LSU, I don't, they're not good at all.
And I want to take back every good thing I've ever said about Newsheimer, man. He's not very good.
It also sucks that like they can't run the ball at all.
Well, because they
So
don't
he's just
try
back
to.
there. Yeah, and he has to like make every play.
They literally don't attempt to. Durham will come in, he'll like do some good work, and then they'll just totally forget about him, never hand him the ball again.
Which is so weird because Brian Kelly teams always like tried to run the ball.
Yeah, I mean, it was a perfect matchup for Alabama. I'm not buying any Alabama stock just because they beat the
Yeah,
brakes
yeah.
off LSU. It was literally a perfect stylistic matchup. It was rainy, so it had an effect on LSU's pass game. And like Milroe had whatever four touchdowns,
I
but
mean, that's exactly what Marcell Reed did it
yeah, like
versus them.
we know that they have no ability to stop a dual threat quarterback. Like you would have thought after Reed diced them, like he would have like figured out how to stop a dual threat
Or at
quarterback.
least tried to just stop the run first.
Yeah, so not good for LSU there, because Brian Kelly still has an ability to win a big game, but he does have ability to yell loud and get red.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, do you just keep moving forward with them?
I mean, yeah, right now.
Because, I mean, it's not like he won anything big at Notre Dame.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I say you give him one more. I'd say you go into next year. You gotta think they're still paying fucking Coach O.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really fire him now.
Yeah. They're still paying Coach O, so I say you wait. Hopefully, I mean, they better hope that they can keep Bryce Underwood committed.
Yeah, because if they lose him, I mean, they're screwed.
Bama sitting at two losses.
Yeah, they don't play really anybody now.
Don't be surprised if Hugh Freeze pulls one.
Yeah, I mean, Auburn really isn't that bad of a team. Like, not what their record shows. They just turn the ball over a shit ton.
Don't be surprised if Hugh Freeze pulls one against Bama, especially last year how they lost.
Yeah, that, I mean, that was a fluke.
I mean, dude, fourth and like 30, fourth and goal from like the 33.
Yeah, and he just like, and he's one on one. That didn't make any sense.
And now Burton literally just misses team meetings and walkthroughs and stuff at in Cincinnati. And then he's at the casino after the game, and he's all right. Sneaky good team here, South Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, I also don't think Vandy is that good at all.
Dude, South Carolina is 13.5 point favorites against Missouri this week.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
I think that, I mean, I'm all for the South Carolina, but that's like a lot of points.
Yeah, especially for a team that, I mean, they're so inconsistent.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, South Carolina next year, I think it's going to be a sneaky good team.
Well, if they win versus LSU, they're in prime spot to like
I know
get in, especially if they win out.
we're talking about like playoff for them. If they
Yeah.
don't choke against LSU.
Or Clemson. I think Clemson's the last game.
Yep. I mean, dude, they had like the perfect resume for it. And they choked against Alabama too. Because Zeller literally only needs 10 yards and he decides to just throw up a prayer to the end zone. I mean,
And the Ole Miss loss doesn't look that bad now because we know Ole Miss is actually legit.
no, but that Ole Miss loss, like compared to what South Carolina could have done, like that Ole Miss loss was bad. Because they got like dominated.
Yeah, but I mean, they just did that to Georgia, though.
Yeah, but they couldn't get in. They couldn't get in the end zone.
Yeah, true.
Sneaky good team, Beamer's putting together down there. I mean, they have Missouri, Wofford, and Clemson. Dude, I love the SEC. You know why I love the SEC? That FCS opponent before rivalry weekend.
I don't get why. I mean, I guess it's good scheduling. Like, just play those teams later, have a
It's
free
like
win late.
every single SEC team, dude. Literally every single SEC team has that FCS opponent week game 11.
You think about it though, it's probably better to do that, like
Oh
rather
yeah.
than play them early, because it's like a extra bye.
Yeah, I know. Whatever. Colorado, dude. Really shaky start out of the bye week.
Oh, were they down early? I didn't even.
Yeah, they were down 10-0 or 17-3 or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dude, I don't like dude, Texas Tech has some weird traditions. I don't get the whole tortilla thrown on the field.
What? I
Like
didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, so after like opening kickoff, they throw a tortilla. After like every single like kickoff, they throw tortillas on the field.
How does that the Red Raiders? I don't know what like.
Yeah, it's really like I was like it's really weird, and then they start throwing bottles on the field, and then Coach Prime's like, dude, like they're throwing bottles at our kid, like they were throwing them at Colorado's bench, like not at like on the field,
Yeah, like that's obviously not a tradition.
And then the ref's like, well, your players keep on blowing them kisses after they score. Well, so they get to throw bottles at them? Like give Texas Tech a 15-yard penalty. Like that's what it is. It's 15 yards if they throw shit on the field. How
Why
about it?
did Texas get one versus
No.
Georgia?
No, because I think it's like a warning first, and then if you do it again,
Okay, yeah.
then it's a flag. But I mean, Colorado's in prime position to make a run here.
Did Travis Hunter have a good game?
He scored. He scored. He had an interception that got called back. I mean, I'm just not like. It's weird. Like I get being the competitor and shit, but to me, like I'm gonna be careful how I word this. He's like extra like feisty this year. Like not like competitive wise. Like he's always bitching at Shador. Like 24/7.
Really?
Like yeah, it's like weird.
Typical wide receiver shit, though.
Yeah. You know, like it's weird though for them to have like the relationship they do, and then he's like bitching at him all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, he had 9 catches for 99 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, like I get there's a competitive aspect to it, but I think there's better ways than yelling at your quarterback.
Yeah. I don't know. And they make the playoffs. That promo for the week before is going to be like, that's going to be the most hyped up game.
Dude, if they make the playoff, dude, and the way they're going to have to make the playoff is obviously win the Big 12 championship. So they get that first round bye, and they get the winner. They'll probably get the winner of the 5-12. And you know who's going to be the 5-12?
The loser of Ohio State and Oregon.
Yeah.
Or Indiana.
So that matchup is not going to be a good matchup.
Oh no. I was hoping Penn State
Dude,
would get the five somehow, but
oh my God, bro. It could be storybook. This whole
what?
thing could be storybook and it's already written.
What, Dion beats Ohio State?
No, fuck no. You think Ohio State's gonna lose to Dan Lanning? Fuck no. Dude, he's gonna get what if
Oh, the Oregon shit.
Oregon Colorado rematch in the playoff? Dude, I sign me up for that. Like,
I
honestly.
mean, that would be like a good like build up to a game.
I mean, that'd be great, like, you know.
I just don't think their defense can like have them stay in a big game, you know what I
I
mean?
mean, I think they get ran. But dude,
Yeah.
imagine like the lead up to that. Imagine like the media and they're just playing that. And dude, what if Colorado did it? What if Colorado did it?
Colorado in the Final Four.
I think they would lose in the semi. I
I
guess
guess that is the
that's
Final Four,
oh yeah,
right?
quarter. Yeah, yeah,
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
yeah, yeah. I mean,
Did you see the bracket I sent you today? Whoever posted that?
the what?
There was a bracket that had Penn State playing Boise State as the 6-11. And then they would play the 3, who was Miami. Like, if that happens, I think Penn State's going to the Final Four.
Dude, let's see how Franklin coaches in a big game in the play in the first round of the playoff first.
Yeah. I don't know. That was a good win, good bounce back versus Washington. I don't think Washington's an awful team.
Yeah, but in their games, they did get blown out against Iowa. They have gotten.
I mean, they cannot play away from home.
Yeah, they literally only play good at home,
Yeah.
which is weird. So we talked about BYU already. All right, let's go into the gambling. I mean, dude, I thought I was off to a great start, dude, if I'm being honest. I thought I was off to a great start to the day, but
Yeah, what I was kind of thinking that Michigan could beat Indiana if they weren't legit. You know what I mean?
yeah, dude, what games did I lose?
Pitt, Indiana, and then that's it.
Okay, so I didn't have as bad. For some reason, I thought I mean, 3-2, so I only won one game. So
Yeah.
41, 42, 43, 44, and 28. Yeah, so Indiana, I mean, I turned the game off in the first half to switch to the Colorado game. And I mean, dude, I thought in the first half, I was like, oh, Indiana's gonna rout them in the second half. And then their offense just like sputtered in the second half, and Michigan started scoring, and I was like, oh, fuck me, huh?
And that maybe that's a sign, like, I mean, that's really the first like pretty good defense they played.
Yeah, and they really sputtered.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, number 5 on Indiana is a player. I forget his name, though. He's like their
The running
receiver.
back or receiver?
He's receiver. He does returns. He's a player. I don't even know. He might be a running back. I see him everywhere, though.
Yeah, let me check.
He's let's see.
I mean, Michigan couldn't get the run game going. They only had 34 carries for 69 yards.
Sharon's out of his element, dude. Dude can't be a head coach. I don't think he can be a coordinator, if I'm being in all.
Yeah, and that guy's—he's a receiver. He's transferred from Wake.
From Wake? Damn, dude. Wake's had some dogs in the past couple
Yeah,
years.
they had like some sneaky good teams.
Ever Vandy, like Vandy fucking Kenneth Walker came from Vandy.
Like before he went to Michigan State.
Was he Vandy or was he Wake? He might. I think he was Vandy. He was Vandy. He was
I can't
Vandy.
remember. He just like kind of bursted onto the scene like out of nowhere.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure he transferred because you know.
Yeah, he's from Wake.
Oh, he's from Wake.
Yeah.
Why did I think he was from Vandy, the gold?
I mean, similar colors.
Yeah. So he was the thing at Wake, though. He wasn't getting on the field. He was like the second, third string guy at Wake.
Yeah, he had like 13 touchdowns.
And then he transferred to.
13 touchdowns was a lot of touchdowns for like a backup running back.
Yeah. Transferred to Michigan State and Mel Tucker. And dude, Mel Tucker's still probably paying Kenneth Walker some. All right, so into the gambling. So Indiana minus 13.5 versus Michigan loss. Clemson minus 5.5 at VTech won. That was an easy win. Ole Miss money line against Georgia. Colorado minus 4.5 at Texas Tech. And I would have had a great weekend if I would have just left Pitt alone and let them rot in their poverty.
You
Sorry.
forgot about him too.
Yeah, I forgot about him and I added him.
You added him late, yeah.
And I want to talk about Pitt a little bit after we go over yours. So, Penn State hit, West Virginia hit, Ole Miss hit. Oh, man. You had yourself a good little.
Yeah, and LSU was the one I was real like, eh, I don't know. I just kind of took them because they were at home. I think I said that, but. I'm kind of pissed Army's off this week. I wish I would have hopped on them sooner.
Yeah.
Because minus four was kind of like an easy line versus North Texas. You see that drive they had though? It was like 13 minutes and 56 seconds.
Yeah, that was a pretty solid drive.
But they have a bye this week. Then they play at Notre Dame. But I think like that's like the worst matchup for those academy teams.
Yeah. They usually get pummeled.
Yeah.
So, did we already talk about Pitt earlier?
Like a little bit,
I mean,
I think.
if I'm being honest, if I'm Allen Green, and I know he made a bad hire at Auburn, and I know he might not have a good track record of hiring head coaches, I say you get your own guys in there.
Really, you're done with Narduzzi?
I think Narduzzi's reached his ceiling. And I think if you're going to go all in on NIL and this new generation like Allen Green wants to, I feel like it's time to let Nard Dog walk at the end of the season.
Yeah, because like a good like a really good season for him, I feel like is 8-9 wins.
Like, all right, so let's say, all right, so Pitt's embracing this new NIL, right? Right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what you said, so I'll take your word for it.
So let's go through how Narduzzi's recruited. He has the 56 overall class rank. He has one 4-star and then all 3-stars.
But that's kind of like his MO.
Yeah, no, but it doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to work. You might have one good, really good season
You
at
have
like
one good year at
10.
3 years in. 3 years in after the development stage like hits its peak.
Yeah.
It's like the defense is.
But now, if they're that good, like they could transfer, like Addison. You know what I mean?
Like the defense is atrocious, dude. And it ever makes it worse because they just get freaking trolled every single time because they have that shark nickname. So they just get trolled. And Corey Thomas, who went to Steel Valley, actually, he might have went to, he ended up at PCC, I think.
Not really.
I forget what high school he ended up. It was either Steel Valley or I think it might have been PCC, or he went from
It's probably
PCC.
PCC because all those guys from PCC go there.
Yeah, and he went to Akron at first, transferred to Virginia, and he had the game-sealing interception. And you know what he's doing? He's doing the shark celebration, like fucking screaming at the sideline. like all this shit. So I'm guessing Narduzzi didn't recruit him twice.
Yeah.
And another homegrown kid that Nerd Dog just lets walk.
Yeah, that's another thing. He doesn't do good with like the top Whipple kids.
Yeah, I wonder why. But I think it's time to let him walk. This is back-to-back weeks the teams just came out completely flat.
Yeah, I mean, losing at home to Virginia after that loss is kind of like, what the hell?
And the fact of the matter is he comes out and he's like, the ACC is like the best conference in the country.
Yeah, like top to bottom, anybody can beat anybody because nobody's really that
good.
Yeah,
because no one's fucking good. Like, yeah, if you were good, you beat the fuck out of these teams.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't have came down to the 4th-and-1 where the official wasn't in place. Like, it shouldn't have came down to that. Like, you should have been beating the fucking brakes off this team. And, like, the offense has been flat since the Cal game.
Yeah, after West Virginia was, like, their last good game, right?
Youngstown State.
Okay, that doesn't count.
Yeah, that West Virginia game, I think is an outlier. Because I don't think the offense really played that good that game.
Yeah, they really
remember
didn't.
In the second half, dude, they didn't have a single first down in the second half until the two game winning drives.
Yeah, they had that blocked punt, which kind of like saved them.
Yeah, like other than that, like that West Virginia shut down that Pitt's offense, and West Virginia's defense is not nothing to like write home about.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would have walked away from Narduzzi after last year, if I'm being honest.
Well, if there was a different ADN, I think they would have. But I think, honestly, and it's not, I just think it's time to let him walk. I don't
just
think
it's time for a change.
I just think it's time for a change, and I got the perfect guy for you.
Marion?
No.
Who's the perfect guy at Pitt?
I got Alex Golish, USF's head coach.
Why you say him? Just because he's a good coach, like at a lower school?
Which, all right, honestly, all right, let me take that back. Because I've seen these American coaches get hired in and then they don't do shit once they reach the big league. So that might be a terror. Like, it might be a terror. But his dad was a coach. Like, he was a student coach at Ohio State. He has fire. He's kind of rejuvenated.
Is he like a younger offensive guy?
He's 40 years old. Like, I think he's an offensive guy. I think he's from Ohio. Like, bring him back up north a little bit, you know?
Yeah. I was thinking, like, that Marion UNLV.
I think they burned their bridges there.
Because they didn't name him OC.
Well, I honestly no, because it was Narduzzi that burnt that bridge, because he never gave him an interview.
Yeah, I mean, but if you make the coaching change and you offer the job, he's obviously gonna take it.
Okay, yeah, but honestly, I don't think he's ready for a head coaching job. I would take, this is in all seriousness, I would take
Gus Malzahn.
No, fuck no. Give me Barry Odom. UNLV's head coach.
I think he will get a job if it's not at Pitt. Like, he's going to get a job somewhere, you'd think, right?
Yeah, literally give me Barry Odom at Pitt. I guarantee you Pitt would be a 10-win team next year with Barry Odom. Pitt plays a super light schedule.
You know who your quarterback would be?
It wouldn't be Slufa.
Brings him back.
It's just like I think like since we're clearing house, like new chancellor, new AD, I think it's time for a new head coach.
Yeah, I do too. I would agree with that.
Do I think they actually make that change? Probably not, just because I don't know what Narduzzi's like contract situation is and the.
Well, it depends how they finish.
I'm telling you, they're not winning a game the rest of the year.
Like and Louisville.
Louisville's going to put up probably 60 points.
Louisville, Clemson, who else?
Louisville, Clemson, Boston College.
I mean, they should beat Boston College. I mean,
Dude, I'm, bro, this, I'm telling you, dude, it's gonna be, I'm ready to boo. Like, I'm ready to boo this offense off the field on Saturday.
I can't believe you're going. You might as well just sell a ticket for $30.
No, because I've been looking forward to this for so long, and like, it's like I've been talking it up for a minute now, and now they fucking lost back-to-back games, and it's fucking...
I mean, if they just would have beat Virginia, you could still... You know what I mean? You could still go to the ACC championship.
Yeah, I know. Because you beat Virginia, then all you have to do is beat Clemson, Louisville, and Boston College.
Yeah.
But now, I think you finish... I think you finish 7-5.
I'm saying 8-4.
It's just like, dude, it is tough, dude. Like this, and like it's like they didn't show up against Virginia. They didn't show up against SMU, and then they have a players only fucking meeting. You know what a players only meeting means? It means you're fucking lost. Like players only meetings aren't a good sign, in my opinion.
Yeah, just after one loss too.
Yeah, like that's not a good sign, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And why is it being announced that they had a players only meeting? Like. And then they come out undisciplined. They had like 8 drop balls. No shit, they probably had 8 drop balls.
What was the crowd like at Akershire? Was it empty?
It wasn't empty, but it wasn't great. You have defensive ends lined up offsides 2 times. Like, what are you looking at? It's like, it was undisciplined. It was bad. And you want to know a little tidbit. A little fact of the day.
What's that?
So in the regular season, since joining the ACC, Pitt is 4-10 in games starting at 8 p.m.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, they always lose those weird, like, 8 o'clock games at home. Wasn't Cincinnati night game?
Yeah, on the CW. But, like, dude, whenever, like, I don't know what it is. Is it, like, a lack of preparation that they're not ready to go at 8 o'clock?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe because there's nobody there. I don't know. Seems like they have a better turnout when it's like at noon.
Because I don't know, dude. It's bad, man. And the offense is just sputtering. Like you got Holstein with a 56.9 QBR now.
Yeah, and Andrew Filippone said Pitt would beat Penn State on a neutral site.
And guess what Filippone said now? He said Pitt's not going to win a single game the rest of the year.
Maybe take them to win the ACC now because they're going to win out if he said that.
What are their odds? Can I get them at better odds now than I could have at preseason?
Probably.
Let's see. I don't know.
Let me check.
Plus 12,000 was...
Dude, I have West Virginia at plus 4,500.
Dude, Pitt is plus 10,000, so I could redeem myself there.
What is it?
Plus 10,000. They have the 4th best odds. So basically,
well, if they win this week, they would need Miami to lose another game.
Or SMU to lose 2.
SMU's not going to lose 2. Well, they have head-to-head.
Yeah, they have head. So they would need SMU to just lose out. Yeah, they need Miami.
They would need Miami to lose the Syracuse game.
Yeah. Dude, I just can't confidently put a flyer on that. Like, it was different if I did it preseason, but right now I can't put a flyer on that.
SMU got Boston College, Virginia, and Cal left.
I mean, they could lose. SMU's looking
I see
good.
They could lose one of them, but not all three.
If it was SMU in the beginning of the season, yeah.
Yeah.
But now they're buzzing, man.
Yeah, we'll see how they come off the bye.
Yeah, late bye for them, but a perfect bye week for them.
Yeah, but it seems like when teams come off a bye late in the year, they come out kind of flat.
It's all on coaching, dude.
Yeah.
It's all on coaching, like, and, like, making sure your guys are ready to play. Like, Narduzzi hasn't had, like, the reason why, like, I'm not the one to, like, call for people's jobs, but, like, Narduzzi's been here, what, 9 years now? And his record's not great. Like,
is it 9 years or 10?
I don't know. But like Narduzzi's had some bad years at Pitt.
Yeah, but he's hanging his hat on the one ACC championship they do have.
And then the one time that they reached it too.
Yeah. Oh, that was a fluke, though.
So, all right, let's go through Narduzzi's tenure at Pitt. 2015 was his first year. They went 8-5. Lost in the Military Bowl. 2016, 8-5 again. Lost in the Pinstripe Bowl. 2017, 5-7. 2018, 7-7. Lost in the Sun Bowl. 2019, 8-5. Won in the Quick Lane Bowl against Eastern Michigan. 2020, 6-5. 2021, 11-3 ACC Championship, lost in the Peach Bowl. 2022, 9-4, won in the Sun Bowl. 2023, 3-9. 2020, like, dude, he's not a great coach. Like, look at these records. This is
Yeah, like it's
mediocre.
just like 8 or 9 wins is like the ceiling.
It's like he's reached the ceiling. Like, they're not going to do anything better. He's going to run. Like, the amount of times I've seen them give up 3rd and 19s is fucking horrendous. Like, it is bad. Like, and he only has 2 bowl victories. He's only won 2 bowl games.
Yeah, it's bad.
He's
But
two
if he
and
wins
four.
2 out of 3, he's definitely not getting fired.
I just think it's time to move on. In this new
Yeah, you just need a change at this point.
era, I think it's time to move on.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that pretty much covered all these games.
Next week's a really shitty slate, besides Tennessee, Georgia, and Pitt, Clemson, right?
Yeah, but I mean, those could be the best week.
I mean, I'm telling you right now, Pitt's gonna be on my board, so.
You told me to take Clemson because it was free money.
Yeah, but I didn't say to take Clemson. I said Clemson is only minus 10 now, so.
You said free money.
I'm doing the anti.
But I'm telling you, watch out, Arkansas. Well, Arkansas at home against Texas could be interesting.
I think Arkansas lost all their magic.
Dude, it's weird. They opened up at plus 16 and a half, and now it's 13 and a half.
Damn. Oh, actually, I want to cover this. The Georgia player jumping up and down with
Yeah, that was crazy, huh?
the. That's the funniest shit I've seen. And what about. People are giving him shit, but Beck didn't give a fuck that they lost that game. He was on the side. He was on the sidelines talking to the backup quarterback for like 5 minutes while the camera was on him, and he was just smiling the whole time.
Yeah, that was nuts. I don't understand.
And I
Like,
would.
what would make you do that?
I'm gonna be honest, dude. I would put a flyer on. I would put a flyer on Will Howard to win the Heisman.
Yeah, I laughed at you last week, but I mean, his stats are the exact same as Dylan Gabriel. And if he
And
beats him in the rematch, like, the Heisman isn't announced, like,
yeah, I
before the
know.
conference games.
It's
Like, there's
announced like the
counting.
week after, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like Indiana, if he beats Indiana, dude, he would be in such a good spot if they beat Oregon the first time. But say he beats Indiana, beats the brakes off Michigan, then beats Oregon in the rematch, like.
Well, if, okay, Ohio State beats Indiana, and then Oregon somehow, like, I know it's not going to happen probably, but somehow they drop a game versus Wisconsin at Wisconsin. Oregon's still definitely in, though, because they have the Ohio State win, and they got all those wins from that.
Yeah,
Is that right?
I think because it goes to the
Common conference wins.
it go to the conference, your opponent's conference records or whatever.
Yeah. Because Penn State's would be Minnesota, Illinois, Wisconsin,
Like, dude,
Washington.
Curtis Work's sitting at +1400, and you're saying Will Howard's +15,000.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense at all.
Maybe he should start getting on the plane and going to game day before his games and just like campaign for it.
I feel like they're definitely going to give it to him because he's like campaigning for it.
Yeah, he's +120 now.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right, we'll catch you guys on
Wednesday.
Wednesday for this week. It's your favorite show without an outro. Peace.